producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Last hour we had some callers. Do forgive me. Had a individual that's brand new down there, I guess, at the board, and giving them a little mercy there, right? But outside of that, do forgive me. Call back in, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why is it that the kings of the earth, they set themselves together and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens, hang on a minute. A friend of mine, a former CIA agent, I'll tell you his first name is Kevin. He told me, Bradley, tell everybody and let them know that the objective of Barack Hussein Obama's administration is to upend your Christian and your constitutional heritage. Now, if you listen to what he just said, you can see that's exactly what Barack Hussein Obama said during the eve of his inauguration. He said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America. But this is the humorous part to me. And this is the history of men. These supposed, we don't have a king in America, but likening it unto Scripture, let's say the representative of the free world, the president of the United States, of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Remember the DNC friends? Remember they said they wanted God out of the national slogan? Remember that? And now we're just finally, if you go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you'll see this, that half of Democrats, lawless, useful idiots, they are now saying that the Christians are the problem, not the Muslims. But why is it that these people, they gather themselves together, the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed? I mean, that's like saying, ants meet the boot. And I'll tell you what, from a personal experience, you know, it's interesting how my brother used to beat me up all the time. Matter of fact, if it wasn't for my brother, I wouldn't have won city in boxing when I was 14 years old. He trained me to fight. And it was the Lord at length that taught me to fight through my brother that used to beat me up, and I didn't like it. Neither did my black eyes and my bloody noses and my broken noses, might I add. But if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have won. You know, I want to tell you this, though. My brother could beat up on me all day long. But if you touch his little brother, to this day, I wouldn't want to have to call my brother and say, anybody touched me. Because he would end that person's story right there on the spot. Now, I want to finish that with Scripture. And I'm talking about my big brother, the captain of my salvation, the Lord of Lords, the tribe of the Lion of Judah, the King of Kings, the Great I Am, the Man of War is his name. You touch his kids, it's not a good place to put yourself. And I want to tell you what, we're going to get to either next week or the week after that concerning the history of tyrants. Because, folks, people don't know this information concerning those that put their hand to God's anointed. It's not a good place to put yourself. As a matter of fact, if you study out the generals of God, those that walked with God concerning our forefathers, the Black Regiment, so on and so forth, those that went and preceded our forefathers establishing this country with less than 3% of the population, the Black Robe Regiment, the preachers of the day, were the most feared by the tyrants, King George, across the pond. It was the church. Because the church during the revolution didn't talk about God. They didn't lightly esteem the God of their salvation. Nope. They held everything close to them. They walked in the council. They walked in the holiness of God. And I'll tell you what, you knew who more of God oftentimes than the deists of the day, if there was any, or the atheists, which there was none of. 1793, Ben Franklin said there's no such thing as an atheist. You know who knew of God as much as the church did? The enemies of God. There's no trying to convince the enemy that God was. No, God bore witness. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall flee before thee seven ways. David prayed, Lord, I thank you that you're at my right hand forevermore, and that you give commandment to save me. Did anybody ever notice what happened or what transpired when anybody would even speak out against David? Even those that raise tongue against thee, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. You didn't go there. In America, I want to tell you something today. You still don't go there. Touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. But we have these representatives in America and representatives of the earth. They call themselves the elitists, the enlightened ones. And the rulers, they take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. The Bible says, and my daddy bears witness to this quite often, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. David said, yet I have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. And then towards the end, it says that thou shalt break them with the rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise, you that oppose God and his anointed. You representatives, be instructed. You judges of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, agree to his doctrine, lest you be angry. That's speaking of the Lord. And you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all that put their trust in him. Folks, you know what I'm going to be talking about in a couple minutes is how long, America, before you resist? It's time for the modern-day tyrants to understand the Christian spirit of our forefathers because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Been talking about Time magazine and their labeling of the following dictators and mass murderers of their own people. Adolf Hitler, we talked about. Joseph Stalin. What about Nikita Khrushchev? He was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1957. Khrushchev was a Russian communist who seized power as a dictator over the Soviet Union when Stalin died in 1953. He had to be removed by subordinates. Huh. He liked to threaten and bully his opposition and his leadership of the communist bloc in the Cold War, and it was so dangerous that he had to be again removed by his own people. He was going to pick a fight with the wrong people to their own demise. Richard Nixon was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1971. And we all know Nixon was on his way to be impeached due to his abuse of power and obstruction of justice in the Watergate scandal. And for those that did not know what Watergate was about, it was a cover-up concerning the pedophile ring in government. Bet you didn't know that, did you? Nope, you sure didn't. Times magazine and their labeling of the following people Man of the Year. We got a couple more to go right after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talking about much today, friends, important information, staying to the times, making applicable the answers to America's dilemma, showing you the fruit of the wicked so the righteous will deal with it. Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted by Kevin Shipp, former CEO. Former CEO. This is hour two. It's catching up to me now. Not former CEO, folks. Former CIA agent. The real Barack Obama and the transformation of America. That was just posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, concerning the conversation I was highlighting earlier, I was talking to one of my friends. And we were talking about what's going on in this country and how is it that the American people will let it go. And he said that he believed that God has given them a strong delusion, and the Bible does talk about that. And I said, but how does one look at the cross and forget? I said, outside of the fact that they don't know what it means, because in America, the preachers aren't preaching Christ crucified. They know nothing of it. They're just giving you a little story about Noah and his little archy ark. Or Joseph, Joshua blowing the horns and the walls come tumbling down. A little story without testimony behind it. And then he said, Hebrews 6, they see but reject. That's exactly right. That's why America's in trouble. And folks, again, what we have been talking about here is Times Magazine labeling of the following people. Adolf Hitler. Now, it all started with, by the way, Angela Merkel, friends, Prime Minister of Germany, who takes orders from Washington, along with France, for those that didn't know, and the military industrial complex, along with the fact that, friends, that she's called the Person of the Year, according to Time magazine, but you need to understand that she's the one that swiped at the German flag and said that Germany belongs to Islam. And going back, so you can understand that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, Adolf Hitler hired Muslim mercenaries to do his killing for him, along with the professed Christians in the evangelical church during the 30s. Adolf didn't pull the trigger. That is one wonder I will never understand. How a people will allow one person to bring him directly to hell. Destruction. It is that, but again, that's the history of man. In Time Magazine's Person of the Year, Angela Merkel, Germany belongs to Islam. Well, that's pretty bizarre, friends. And then we're talking about Time Magazine's Men of the Year of the Past, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin. This is an American, folks. This is an American outlet, or at least it was supposed to be, right? Nikita Khrushchev, Richard Nixon. I had also highlighted right during the last segment there that Watergate was about a pedophile scandal. It was. Just like going to Clinton, it was about Chinagate and the Clintons to the present when he was being impeached. It was about not Monica Lewinsky and his adultery. It was about Chinagate. Just like Watergate wasn't about what you thought it was about. It was actually there to cover up another cover up concerning a pedophile ring in Washington, D.C., and folks, that's a whole show of itself, but you should see the pedophile rings they have in D.C. You want to know why you're going backwards? Because you have compromised men at every given turn. They're there to represent you. They're controlled. They're extorted. That's why they're going right along with old Barack. Matter of fact, case in point, over 5,000 members of the Pentagon, Defense Department of the United States of America, you can go ahead and do your homework on this one too. Brian Bender broke the story from Boston Globe, found out that an ICE investigation into the Pentagon found that 5,000 members of the Defense Department of the United States of America, 5,000 members were busted downloading child pornography. That's a felony, friends. That's a felony. You know, it's interesting. Scripture tells us that it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and throw yourself and cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. There's a whole lot of folks that like to offend little kids, friends, girls and boys. You might want to do your homework on that one as well. Going back to Sodom and Gomorrah, that was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. They want to go and dare the justice of God and begin to advocate, and the American people have allowed this too. They have advocated homosexuality, which is an abomination in the sight of God. If you want to know why foreign countries, namely in Europe right now, are being plundered, you might want to see what you can't get away with. Because when you begin to advocate what God condemns, you're going to get it. And you're going to wish that you righted the wrongs when you had the time to do it. Folks, that's just history. And our forefathers told us concerning the Library of Congress, study the past. We are in trouble, America, because Americans have departed wickedly from their God. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Not playing the game of politics. Showing you that which is right and that which is wrong before a just and a holy God. Laying the axe to the root of the tree. We don't need to deal with the branches on it. Let's just knock the whole thing over and deal with it. Let's correct it. Let's read the Declaration of Independence, friends. And when we act, that is the axe. Henry Kissinger, another known pedophile, was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1972. Interesting, Henry Kissinger, man, you see him sitting on everybody's cabinet. Kissinger is a known globalist in support of a New World Order along with the Bushes. He's quoted as saying military men are just dumb, stupid animals. Your kids, friends, your brothers, friends, your dads, friends, your moms. Henry Kissinger here is calling your family members that serve in our military stupid animals. Dumb. Men are just dumb, he said. Stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. He said it. I didn't. Yet again, he's Time Magazine Man of the Year. This is just crazy. Ludicrous is the word, friends. Ayatollah Khomeini was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1979. The Ayatollah Khomeini was a Shiite Muslim who became the dictator of Iran in 1979. The Ayatollah came to power as a part of Jimmy Carter's human rights policy, using the youth. You want to know why I've done 360 high schools? You want to know why I spend so much time in the colleges? Because our posterity is being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Shame on you, America. And let me give you a little advice. Let's spend some time blessing our posterity, because sooner or later they're going to be in power. And if you don't bless them now, they're going to be there soon enough to curse you. And you can see that now, older generation, can't you, through Obamacare? Yep, you can. Interesting how dictators always go to the young people, isn't it? It should be no wonder to the American people why I have received so much harassment from the state-controlled media, from New York Times to MSNBC, from CNN, to all the little ground feeders. We call them bloggers. They're the baser sort. But it's interesting, when you hit a nerve, you always know when you're right above the landing zone, because that's where all the warfare is. But I want to encourage you men, and I want to encourage you women, that men don't follow titles, they follow courage. And I want to tell you, the men that have the courage are the ones receiving it from the Christ that they do follow, 1 Corinthians 11:1 and John 14:6. Don't shout me down, America. The Ayatollah came to power as part of Jimmy Carter's human rights policies, using the youth, just like Barack Hussein Obama attempted to. It's backfiring majorly. Khomeini headed a mass campaign of torture, rape, execution against political opponents, just like this one that you're seeing today, as well as their families. Maniacal fanatic who has slaughtered thousands and thousands of his own people, calling its executions. But yet, Time magazine found him to be Man of the Year. What about Mikhail Gorbachev, man? You know that guy, that bald guy? It looks like a bird flew over the top of his head and drops some bird droppings on his head. Looks like a real nice guy. Looks like a sweetheart. Mikhail Gorbachev was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1987. That wasn't good enough for him either. Also in 1989, Gorbachev was an active member of the Communist Party during his college years and eventually became the head of the Soviet Union until, of course, you're told, its dissolution in 1991. Where are they gone now? The United Nations, which was created out of World War I because it failed during World War I through the League of Nations to create what? A new world order. Yeah, I know, that's kind of weird, isn't it, friends? But you know what? It's a reality now that nobody can deny. Because you believe the state-run narrative when they said it was just a theory. Really. Read Jeremiah 11, verse 9 when you get a moment. But going on, Mikhail Gorbachev was an active member of the Communist Party during his college years and eventually became the head of the Soviet Union. He's a self-proclaimed atheist. His globalist ideology is being taught in over 10,000 American schools through his socialized program called GLOBE. Or you can even look at International Baccalaureate if you'd like. Or if you'd like to go to look at George Bush's No Child Left Unindoctrinated, where they're teaching the kids not to shoot for the stars but the floor, because they want to normalize everybody and nobody can be better than anybody else through something called No Child Left Behind. Now we see something on steroids called Common Core, which governors, good governors in the United States of America, are standing up and shutting down. Why? Because it's not there to educate, friends. It's there to indoctrinate. I'm going to come right back to Barack Obama.
Owe $10,000 or more to...
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Before you resist in just a couple minutes here, folks, the strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. The strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. We're talking about Times Magazine's Tyrant of the Year. They call him Person of the Year or Man of the Year. For example, we have Barack Hussein Obama, who was declared Person of the Year after, of course, he was declared the first homosexual president. Isn't that funny? Isn't that cute? He was declared Person of the Year by Time in 2008, and in 2012, Time changed the title from Man of the Year to Person of the Year in 1999, because they want to confuse you. That's why they're trying to empower now the transgender. Folks, you need to understand that. Going back to what I was talking about during the last break, International Baccalaureate, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core. Why are they zeroing in on your kids? And for those that didn't know, the NEA, National Education Association, has something called the Homosexual Caucus. That wasn't good enough. You're dealing with lawless people. Okay? And again, go to every statute in the United States of America, in all 50 states, you will find out that it is a felony in every state. Okay? And those preambles start out acknowledging the lawgiver, God Almighty. Like it or not, cross-check me. But in saying that, friends, you do need to understand that when the NEA came up with something called the Homosexual Caucus, that wasn't good enough, so now they have something called the Drag Queen Caucus. Folks, they're even trying to normalize pedophilia. I just want to let you know, and I'm giving you the heads up, that this is where this is going, and it's there to confuse a new generation. And confusing to the new generation it is, because they're trying to figure out why the older generation isn't standing up and dealing with it. But again, if you want to know why they called Barack Hussein Obama, first the Person of the Year by Time in 2008, and then in 2012 they changed it from Man of the Year to the Person of the Year in 1999. That's why. Barack Hussein Obama has been the most destructive president in America. He's known as the most biblically hostile president. He's attempted to attack the foundations of America, and he has. He's been attempting to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own ungodly image, in his foreign image. He's a shameless supporter of the murder of the innocent in the womb, as I said during the first hour, even attempting to force private institutions to fund it, and has been guilty of abusing his power in an attempt to strip the American citizens of now the right to keep and bear arms, which are protected under the Second Amendment. So therefore, what we're seeing today is Obama is following in pursuit of dictators, so is Angela Merkel, aforementioned by Time magazine. I want to say this, though, just so everybody can understand where I'm coming from. My feet are upon the rock. And my Bible tells me the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Not the other way around, right? You can fool some of the people all of the time, and all of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time. And let me set the record straight, tyrants, and God at no time. And God at no time. I remember a tyrant named Napoleon Bonaparte said the Bible is, he said it's no mere creature. He said it's no mere book, I'm sorry. He said the Bible is a living power, and it opposes and conquers all that oppose it. How right on could he be? Matter of fact, what I'm doing live radio right now, he again said, I love this. I just totally love it because it gives assurance to the saints. It gives assurance and confidence to the saints not to move. He said the Bible is no mere book, but a living creature, forgive me, with a power that conquers all that oppose it. See, and that's one thing that tyrants forget about. But by the way, they haven't forgot. That's why they're attacking your Christian foundations today. Because God and the saints are a threat to tyrants and their ungodly rule. That's why our forefathers told us either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. I'm sorry, the Bible. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. And then one House Speaker said back during the 1800s, he said that either you're going to be ruled by the Bible or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. That's right. So either it's God or tyrants. That's what our forefathers said. Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams. Okay, they all said that. And the rest of them proved that. And the other one, by throwing off a tyrant, read the Declaration of Independence. And then what we have is the Speaker of the House saying that either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. Which one will it be, America? Which one will it be? I'm glad we did what we did in order today because, America, I want to lay to your candor. I want to put a question to you. And by the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Again, forgive me for the calls that I've dropped in. I've dropped off. Forgive me. America, how long before you resist? You and myself are obligated nowhere to break the law that our representatives are breaking. Rather, it's our duty and obligation to right the wrongs. We're not called to throw off the Constitution the way those corrupt representatives are. We're called to throw off the corrupt representatives, not the Constitution. Those that pervert the Constitution, those are the ones that we're to throw off. It's our obligation. It's our duty. We're commanded to do so. Again, read the Declaration of Independence. It's time for the modern-day tyrants to understand the Christian spirit of our forefathers, witnesses of the resurrection. We're called to be flames of fire. For the new listener, there's so many you profess Christians out there that have no idea who Christ is and the power that David spoke of when he said, "By my God, I'll go through a troop, and by my God, I'll leap over a wall. God breaketh out upon my enemies as a dam breaketh forth." You have no idea what he's talking about when the Lord gave David the next of his enemies in a spiritual sense. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. They have no understanding of Jesus when he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. I mean, the image that many people have in this country is Jesus walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the butt, telling the world that everything is okay when the opposite is the truth. His message was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Many Americans have been taught in the professed church in America, by the way, which is the greatest advocate to the homosexual industry and the abortion industry, because they fail to preach out against the sins that they actually allow and tolerate. There would be no abortion industry. There would be no homosexuality in this country, at least not outside of a closet, if over 300,000 pulpits were actually standing up and doing their jobs, which they are not doing. But folks, I want to tell you something, that Jesus, in his message, was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. The image you have in your mind of Christ is completely, unless you know the Word of God through experience, which is the gift of prophecy, the testimony of Jesus Christ, you have a backwards understanding. And this is another show, but I want you to understand that many in this country have a pushover image of Jesus in their mind, when again, nothing could be further from the truth. Look to your history. Look to your forefathers. Look to the black regiments. Look to the cross, America. Let me give you a little bit of a commentary on dictators, because we've been talking about this line upon line, precept upon precept. Let's just go back to Hitler again. Let's go to the Holocaust. Many want to deny the Holocaust. I don't care how many there was, but I watched videos on the Holocaust that Mr. Eisenhower wanted to make sure that you seen right after World War II, when they were popping all these camps open, that Adolf Hitler was actually establishing, killing off individuals. But I want to give you a little commentary on the Holocaust, because what you need to understand is the Holocaust is generally deemed to be the worst travesty in human history. Whatever the number may be, a lot of people were killed. What Hitler did is he tried to genocide in an attempt to wipe out an entire race, is what he attempted to do. Hitler did not take Germany by force. He did not drive in with army tanks, folks. Hitler was elected. And by the way, I want you to understand that Adolf Hitler had less than 3% of the approval of the people in Germany when he first came out on the scene. Then once he got into power, he began to kill off his political opposition. Then he became the savior to all men. And what were they looking to Hitler for? Economic recovery. They wanted the golden calf. That which Moses threw down the two stones upon and destroyed, what? The golden calf that Aaron created, because the people would have it so. But they were looking to Hitler to, you know, bring back our economy, man. We've been driven to the ground so far. We need someone to bring it back. Rather than taking responsibility, hey, Adolf, the guy with the funny mustache, you go ahead and do for us what we're unwilling to do for ourselves. And I'd like to say that to the American people today. The people that are doing the job that's getting done are not the people that you want doing the job that is getting done. It's the wrong people that you're allowing to do what is being done. Because they're not building, they're destroying. I want you to keep in mind, Hitler didn't take Germany by force. He didn't drive in with army tanks. Hitler was elected. Matter of fact, it got to the point through, I'm sure, much voter fraud, where it was actually reported that 98% in that country voted him in. And by the way, everything he did was promulgated and premised on a lie. So that was just about everybody in Germany at that particular time. I know people are looking to Donald Trump right now to be the savior of the economy, rather than repenting for their sins before a just and a holy God, so they can meet the savior from their sins, Matthew 1:21. But we're going to come right back to this, and I'm not equating Hitler to Trump. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, folks, we need to get our priorities right, and we need to get back to the God that has bestowed upon us his good graces through his son, Jesus Christ. Right after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Again, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, hour two, final segment. Deuteronomy 8:11, folks, beware that they'll forget not the Lord thy God in keeping and not keeping his commandments and his judgments. This is where America is failing the test. Justice is the guardian of liberty, but how are you to bring about justice if you don't know the commandments or the law? He goes on in Deuteronomy 8, verse 11, his statutes which I command thee. Now listen carefully to what he said. He said, lest when thou hast eaten and are full and has built goodly houses and dwelt therein, he goes on and says, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied and all that thou hast is multiplied, King James Version, by the way, Deuteronomy 8:14 going on, then thine heart be lifted up and thou forget the Lord thy God which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And by the way, don't forget the fact that he was the one that gave you the wealth in which you have today. Hey, if you want to know what I'm talking about, you're blessed going in and you're blessed coming in and going out. Folks, go to a grocery store one time. It's a pretty awesome place to be in America, isn't it? Folks, I'm talking about how long, America, before you resist? I'm paralleling this to Adolf Hitler because we were talking about times, men of the year. Adolf Hitler just happened to be one of them, along with several other dictators of the past. But folks, how did it happen? Well, we know that the people elected Hitler in. Not at first, because again, what Adolf did is he got into power and then he started killing off political opposition. Okay. And by the way, we are seeing that today in America too, for those that did not know. Folks, you need to understand that they voted Hitler in because he was going to solve all of their economic problems. Hitler didn't get elected on Monday and start throwing people in the ovens, and I don't say that lightly whatsoever, friends, on Friday. It was a gradual process, just like it is today. Read Deuteronomy 28, the whole of it, the blessings and the curses. The first thing that Hitler did was to start to write newspaper articles. Everything that was going wrong was the Jews' fault, just like the president is blaming the Christians today. Just like the Democrats are accusing Christians as being the problem today. Just like the DHS is labeling Christians and constitutionalists patriots, pro-lifers, pro-marriage, pro-family individuals as the terrorists. Just look at the documentation DHS put out. And keep in mind, the DHS and Barack Hussein Obama's entire administration is there for the plight of the Muslims, said Jay Johnson, from the director from Department of Homeland Security. Nothing new under the sun. As I said, Hitler began to blame the Jews for everything. They were the ones that caused all the problems, just like Barack Hussein Obama going across the world and blaming America for all of the ills concerning their country's ills. And by the way, there's some truth to it, because in many cases you're hated by foreign countries because of what you've allowed politicians to do to their countries. That's a fact. Then what happened is the Jews had to wear the Star of David, so you, of course, could tell who they were. And they thought, well, it's a religious symbol. We love God, so this is all good. We should be proud to wear the Star of David. That's not why Adolf Hitler wanted them to wear it. He was demonizing them. He was polarizing them. Just the way the state-controlled media is today, anybody that opposes this political, dangerous political ideologies concerning this criminal administration. Eventually, the Germans came in and they broke all the windows in all of the Jewish businesses in one weekend. As a matter of fact, Saturday night was known as Kristallnacht, which in German, it means night of glass. You can walk up and down the sidewalks because there was so much glass on the streets. Did the Jews rise up? Did the people that were being oppressed and opposed and demonized by Adolf Hitler? You're violating my property. You shouldn't do that. No. Gosh. They didn't want to make the Germans any madder than they were already. They just kind of wanted to go along to get along, just like Americans are today. They don't want to resist. We don't want to cause any problems. No, we just want the tyrants and the criminals to do what they've always done. The mob. We just want to just leave them alone. We just want to go along to get along. Don't get them mad. Matter of fact, they've got guns, and now the Germans didn't. Eventually, the Germans are loading the Jews up into the cattle trailers on the train. They were probably thinking to themselves they were going on vacation. I'm not being funny, friends. Many of them thought that Hitler had a need of them. Well, you're cold and naked, and now you're walking into ovens where you're going to mass execution, friends. Is it now time at that particular time, friends, to raise your hand and say, you know, I tend to agree or disagree with all of what you're doing here? Why is it they didn't stand up prior to that, friends? Why did they wait for the incremental destruction of the Jewish race? As a matter of fact, they had no power to stand against the enemy at that particular time. But why didn't they stand up before that to stop what Adolf Hitler was doing when they had time to do it, just like America has time to do it today? You still have the freedom to do the right thing. I mean, folks, it's getting to the point that... And I have to ask you the question again. Do they have to take away all of your property? Do they have to license every activity that you want to engage in? Do they have to be throwing the American people into cattle cars before you start to say, wait a minute, I don't think this is a good idea? Folks, the administration now wants to disarm you, America, through illegal executive orders that, by the way, stand antithetical to the Constitution of the United States, which means if you knew the Constitution, null and void, it doesn't apply here. America, when are you going to stand up and begin to resist? Because before God, I am not going to violate my conscience, which means with knowledge. I am not going to break the law. That is the history of our forefathers. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. I am not, and I will not, by the grace of God, comply with corrupt representatives that are violating our Constitution. Are you going to say to them, okay, if you cross this line, then I'm going to. If you cross this line, then I'm going to deal with you. How many times have the conservatives, folks, your backs are up against the wall because of the people that you allow to represent your truth? That's why your backs are up against the wall. Because today's conservative and the professed church in America, they don't stand for anything and they fall for everything. That's why you're in trouble. That's why you're painted into a corner. Because of their talk. It's gone no further than their talk. But America, when is it that you stand up and say, I will not comply, period? 318 million people. When are you going to do that? When are you going to say you are not crossing this line? When is it that you are going to go beyond the line and actually deal with those that have been violating and desecrating what men and women fought, bled, and died to give us? Because pretty soon, your back is going to be up the wall, up against the wall, and you're not going to be able to say, you know what, if you cross this line, you can go no further. Just like the people that I'm talking about right now. Oh. Folks, if you think what I'm saying to you is radical, let's go back to Thomas Jefferson when he said, what country can preserve its liberties if rulers are not warned from time to time that this people preserve the spirit of resistance? Thomas Jefferson told you, America, take arms. He goes on, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Abraham Lincoln said, this country with its institutions belongs to the people who inhabit it. Whenever they shall grow weary of their existing government, which, folks, we're talking about outlaws in this country. We're not talking about American government. Abraham Lincoln said, they can exercise their constitutional right of amending it or their constitutional right to dismember or overthrow it. We the people, said Abraham Lincoln, are the rightful masters of Congress and courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. And let me ask you this, and I'm going to leave you with this. How do you know if the Constitution is being perverted, America, if you haven't taken the time to read it? If you haven't taken the time to say thank you to all of our veterans, to say thank you to Jesus Christ who died upon Calvary for the sins of mankind, you haven't taken time to read the Bible. Matter of fact, some of your Bibles are so dusty I could write damnation on the top of them. Folks, how do you know if the Constitution is being perverted? Because you don't know if you haven't read it. Folks, when has it come time for the American people to say, I will not comply? I will not comply, friends. I will not comply with unconstitutional, illegal executive orders. Mark my words, I will not comply by the grace of God. It's time for the modern-day tyrants to understand the Christian spirit of the patriots in this country and of our forefathers. Enough is enough.
Well, just think, if every American person said the same thing and had the same resolve, they would not comply with unconstitutionality and against lawlessness. Please do support this ministry. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty today. It's a new year, a great time to start.
Folks, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you on Monday. 1 John 3:18. D's not words. See ya!
911?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.